the other thing to remember is that in these remote communities, English isn't really being heard outside of school either. Mm. So a lot of people equate it to sort of immigrant children going to school here, and they say, well, they might speak Vietnamese or Chinese or Arabic or whatever at home, but they still go to school in English and they're fine. But the crucial difference is that those kids are hearing English all around them outside of the school as well. Whereas in these remote communities, there's not a lot of standard English outside of school. So, you know, the whole community, the reason the kids speak the traditional language or Creole is because that's what their whole community operates in. So school's really the only place they're coming across English, and that's just not enough time to learn it.